From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Fucking show open. We're just gonna
are we rolling?
Fucking turn the mics up, Daddy.
Yep.
Okay. Have you pushed all the buttons?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Check and make sure you. I mean, I know your button was pushed earlier today, so.
I didn't even get the fucking folders open. Nothing, man. I just worked on. That's it.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, well.
Fuck them.
God damn it. Fucking people.
Oh, fucking people are the worst.
I know it.
God damn. It's fucking be a great world without people.
That line in Clerks. Be a great job, but weren't for the fucking customers.
Weren't for the fucking customers.
Exactly where I'm at.
Yep.
We got to the studio and, you know, I don't think we've, you know, made any mystery of the fact that we've been recording at my house. You know, spare bedroom in my house and the fucking neighbors. I got new neighbors and.
Ooh, baby.
Jeff got to hear them. And I mean, you guys have heard the dogs and stuff in the past, but you've got to hear them in full throat today, man. They got the fucking, they got the kids screaming, the girls screaming. They got the fucking big bass and the.
Radio's thumping.
I mean, it is just a garbage.
Movies cranked up to fucking 11.
It's a garbage culture and I don't know how you fucking make it stop.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
You don't make anything stop anymore.
Who's texting me? You're here. For God's sakes. My boss. Some of the picture of the beer I was drinking because I'm fucking drinking today. I just want to go to work and do my job and go home. Is that too much to fucking... Are you getting empty there? You want another?
Getting? Yeah. It's like the fucking Mojave Desert at the bottom
of
this thing.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, because I don't want to come across as an alcoholic. Too late.
What?
Too late?
You mean 20 years ago you didn't want to come off that way? You fucking drunk idiot. Let me get some folders open over here on my end.
Hey, I tell you, I don't drink anymore. I don't drink any less.
Oh, any less, you know? Yeah. Hey, looks good on you, though.
Yeah.
This is TGO Radio, by the way. I am...
I'm glad you said that. I forgot where I was for a minute.
Being produced by Doug Reacharound. I am Brian Wise. And, of course... Sitting across from me.
Hi, I'm Malt Fizmy.
It's Malt Fizmy.
It's Malt Fizmy. The effervescent Malt Fizmy.
Ooh. Are we still drinking, Dad? Yeah, I know.
Not anymore.
Not any less. Fucking alcoholic. Functional alcoholic is what you are.
Look, just because I got two different bottle openers on my keychain.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to tell a tale out of school, but I weighed myself last night.
Scale going to be okay?
I'm afraid not.
Yeah. Ooh, like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. Tilt, tilt, tilt.
Mother. Yeah. I was not bathing myself in glory when I stepped on the scale last night. You know what's funny? So let's do a search for how much does the average bowel movement weigh?
How much does the average bowel movement weigh?
Because when I got on the scale, it was X amount. And then when I got off the scale, it was a pound lighter.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say about a pound. Yeah, you could drop a pound by taking a fucking shit.
Well, that's what happened last night. Let's see here.
Yeah, you can definitely lose a pound by taking a dump.
How much does poop weigh in your body?
Well.
Tips for better pooping. I'm listening.
What?
I'm listening. Let me see here. Just tell me how much it... I'm not doing your privacy terms. Fuck you. Most people have between 3 bowel movements a day.
A day?
Whoa. Where is this paradise? I can tickle my colon on the way out, Dad. Hey, Dad!
3 a day?
A day.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. The target minimum fecal output is 200 grams or about half a pound a day.
Half a pound a day.
Well, I shit out a pound last night.
Mm-hmm.
In for a penny, in for a pound. I did too, man. Ooh, it was the truth. I loved it.
Yeah.
Dude,
is there anything better than a good shit?
No.
Nothing better than fucking dropping a big load right in the toilet.
Well, in my younger years, some rivulets may have splashed against the,
God.
Populations who eat high fiber diets have been shown to have low rates of diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. Hi, I'm Wilfred Brimley. I'd like to talk to you about diverticulitis.
Have you seen the t-shirt I have? It's got Butthead on one side and Wilfred Brimley on the other. And it says Beatus and Butthead.
Yes. Beatus.
Oh, holy fuckaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I'm glad this is a show that exists. Because this is my therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm explaining to my boss today, this is my therapy session.
Yeah.
He asked me today if you have ever tried to straighten me out on the subject of, you know, like getting women back in my life.
Like talk you into going on the hunt again?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I want to do that?
Yeah. Why would I want to do it is the question.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know you don't want to. Why would I want to talk you into it? Brian, why don't you go out there and fucking make yourself available to people that are just going to rip your fucking heart out of your chest and kick it down the fucking street for a few blocks?
I think, you know, that scene in The Office. I think I'm ready to be hurt again. You know, it's, no, I don't. I'm tired of hurting. It's going to happen, you know. It's like...
Look, all right, yeah, okay. I'll talk you in. I want you to go shave your balls, put on a nice shirt.
Not happening.
And go to a... You know, go to a bar, hang out, pick up a chick.
It's not happening, buddy.
I know.
It's not happening for a variety of reasons. It's not for me. I think those days have... I'm not even trying, not as a bit. I honestly think that those days have passed. It's just not for me anymore.
It's not the priority that it was before.
No.
The motivation's not there.
No. No, you know? I'm motivated to find little Debbies.
Right.
That's what motivates me.
The chick I'm fucking going after. Little Debbie's.
Oh, I like to fuck her mouth.
Would you?
She's already fucking my mouth with those fucking snack cakes. Wowee.
Gag you with some Swiss cake rolls?
Oh, man. Have you had strawberry Swiss cake rolls?
Yes.
Oh.
They are
what
a
are we doing?
Joy.
Why are we even talking to each other? We should be eating snack cakes right now.
Did you get any more ice cream?
No, I forgot. No, I forgot.
Yeah, well.
We'll try it.
What did we have? It was Nutty Bar, wasn't it?
Nutty Buddy, yeah.
Nutty Buddy.
Guy I work with said he tried that and it gave him the shits.
Yeah?
The Nutty Buddy did. I said, well, I don't know what you did wrong, but it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, try not eating the whole fucking tub at once there, fatso.
No, I don't think that's the issue with him.
No.
You know what? Just as soon as we fucking get rid of the loud neighbors, planes are flying overhead.
Here comes the fucking Luftwaffe.
All of a sudden we're being strafed by the Luftwaffe. It's fucking 1944 in London. What the fuck is happening to my neighborhood?
1944.
Jesus Christ. Give me 3 hours of continuous fucking silence would be... Whatever, who gives a shit? Quit complaining, you old fucking fossil idiot. You know, two guys ahead of me at line at the hardware store today.
Uh-oh.
He gets up there, and total was 817. He goes, 817? So the
Ben, poor, just get your wallet out and pay.
The poor fucking mop-top faggot working the cash register.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah, the fucking...
Ooh, oh, Jesus.
Is it bad, dude?
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. Oh, yeah, I don't know if that's going to help.
No, it'll help.
Might make it angry.
Fighting back. So anyway...
817!
Just shut up. I heard him from two people away. He goes, 817?! So then the poor fucking Ringo from 65 had to break down the fuck. Well, this was, you know, two at this amount, and then you had one at this. And then after the kid breaks it down, the guy just doesn't say another word, takes out his wallet and fucking pays him. Shut the fuck up and pay him. What are you doing? And then the old fucking woman, well, I got a coupon.
So, oh, God.
Well, I can't shit on her because I had one, too. So I had a $5 coupon. That was pretty good. Spent $60 at the goddamn Ace Hardware today.
You had a $5 coupon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you sign up for the thing, when you get one of the little benefit membership.
Oh, fuck them and their benefit deals. Membership cards.
Yeah. They send you the... Yeah, when you download the app, they give you $5 more.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah, but I'll tell you the truth. I didn't have it in me to fucking take my phone out of my pocket and give them the goddamn code. I just didn't have it in me, man.
Yep.
It was one of those days today.
Ring me up.
Yeah.
So we can part ways.
Get on with our lives.
Yep.
I just went in to get some clamps, you know, because I just wanted to get a couple clamps. I got a fat guy bed project, you know, that I got to do.
You be doing some clamping?
Well, I said, well, if I got to clamp this, I'm going to stop. So I fucking found them. Because you can't, you know, and I realize how old I sound when I say it. So shut the fuck up. Like, you can't ask anyone under the age of 70 in a hardware store or anything is, or how to do it. Because they don't fucking know.
They don't know.
They don't know. And I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be fucking asking you. Okay? So I go, I'm not going to ask him where it is. I'll just find it. And I found two clamps, and I fucking picked it up in a bag. Apparently, I purchased clamps that, for some reason, were $25 a piece.
Jesus Christ.
I wish
I had fucking Wise clamp money.
Well, wish I'd have known that. No price on the fucking thing, so I couldn't have fucking known how much they were, Jeff. One closest to it was $15.99. I said, okay, I'll spend $30 on a couple of high-end clamps.
Sure.
No problem. Got up there and it was a 60. Okay, with the coupon, it's 55, whatever. And I went, what the fuck happened? Anyway, I'm a fucking doddering old
man. You
want to
fucking know anything in a store? Look for the oldest motherfucker you can find working there.
That's 100%. 100%.
Look for the oldest motherfucker you can find. And you know what?
Can I tell you, when I edit this show, nothing makes me laugh harder than when one of us goes, I heard you. It really makes me laugh hard. Oh, shit.
And if you can't find an associate that's old, just go fucking ask another patron. They'll understand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's something...
They'll understand.
It's something you can't explain.
Did you get
to
it?
A 35-year-old. Because they're not there yet. You know? The scene in Parks and Rec where he's in the big box store and the guy comes, hey, can I help you with something today? And Ron goes, I know more than you. That's like, I want that guy working at the box store. That's what I want. this hardware by where I work was years and years ago was a True Value, and it was a mom and pop True Value.
Yep.
They had a reputation over there. They hired the hottest possible girls to work at the cash registers.
Yep.
Jeff knows this to be true.
Oh, yeah.
The hottest.
I had a buddy from high school that worked there for years.
Teenage girls. Hottest possible teenage girls to work at the cash registers. And when you walked in there, any department you walked into had a fucking hunched over old man with a vest on waiting to help you.
Yep.
And he knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Yep. He was back there whittling a piece of wood just waiting for you to come ask him a question.
Yeah. Yeah, and now, that's gone. Now it's a Ace Hardware, and there's no one there over the age of 19 in the whole fucking building. I mean, that's working there, you know. And
yeah, I was at Walmart the other day. Had to buy, like a picnic chair, you know, one of the bag chairs.
Yeah.
And so me thinking I'm smart, I park by the lawn and garden center. I'm like, ah, sure, they're going to have those in there. So I go in the lawn and garden center.
Crazy. That's crazy.
I go in the lawn and garden center, and there's nothing there. So now I got to walk all the way past the pharmacy. Nice. Nice.
See, I stopped talking when you fart. I just want to say it's a lack of respect on your part.
It is, very much so. Yours don't smell as bad as mine do, though. Yeah? Is that one beg to differ?
Beg to differ.
So I had to walk all the way through the fucking store.
Yeah, you did.
To get the chair.
Yeah, you did.
And it's right by the self-checkout.
Almost certainly.
But the line for the self-checkout was long. So I made a fucking executive decision. I'll be able to pay for this at the Lawn and Garden Center.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that that's a gamble because there could be some motherfucker there buying 5,000 fucking patio blocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, knowing it's a gamble.
Yep.
But I decided to take that gamble. So I walk all the way back through, past pharmacy, out past the grills, and I'm walking towards the two registers. And there are two fucking girls that were probably about 8 or so, but they had on Walmart vests. And they're sitting on 2 pallets of, I don't know, dirt or something, bagged dirt, on their phones with their heads buried in their phones. I'm like, can I pay for this back here? Well, these registers are closed. The fuck are you doing then?
They're on a break, Jeff.
So I had to walk all the way back up to the self-checkout.
No, did you?
Yes.
That's hard to feature. Hmm. And then what did you say to the girl?
I didn't say nothing. I turned around and I walked because I had to. I'm in a hurry trying to get the fuck out of there. But I didn't say nothing. What am I going to say? Get off your fucking lazy ass, cunt, and fucking ring me up.
I don't know. Maybe they're on a break.
Sure, that would have went over well.
Yeah, because then you're the bad guy.
You know what I should have done? I should have just fucking said, okay, thanks, and walked out the fucking door with a chair.
I had the temerity to walk out of to try to walk out the wrong way in a customer service area one time. This is about a year ago, I want to say.
What?
Well, you come in from one direction.
Sure.
And logic tells you kind of walk out the other direction.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
And so I proceeded to try to walk out that other direction, and they had it closed off. Rather than waiting for me to realize I had to backtrack, the woman goes, the cunty woman goes, cunty fat woman behind the counter goes, sir, you need to exit this way. And I turned and I went, all right. And I fucking muttered all the way out the door like the fucking old man that I am. Shut up, stupid.
Fucking. That's so funny. All right.
Oh. I went, all right. I was fucking.
Get up there, buyer. Nobody loves you. Keep on walking.
I was in a Meijer store one time and called the woman a cunt. She was having some trouble reaching up, and I forget the circumstance, but I was kind of, you know how you see something and you like knowingly chuckle, but you're not like making fun of someone?
Right,
this woman
yeah.
thought I was making fun of her. And she turned around and said something, and I went, shut up, cunt.
Right on.
Walked away. I don't normally treat people that way, but you know what? Let's call it what it is. You're a cunt.
Yep.
Cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt.
fuck you. Shut up, mind your own fucking business, lady.
Have you seen her lately? Fuck you, cock off.
No.
No?
Nope.
Wonder whatever happened to her.
No, I think she. I think she went. Last I'd heard, she had. She had gone back to the old country and joined up for the war effort.
Oh, against Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
The clear aggressors in that
war? Yes, yeah. She gets no kick from Ukraine.
I get no kick.
She gets no from kick Ukraine. From Ukraine.
Yikes.
So, yeah. Who knows where she's at? Probably entertaining the troops. She was good at that. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I took a gamble. I took a gamble squeezing that one out because that could have easily went from a fucking gas to a solid pretty quick.
Could have went from paradise to...
Ooh,
yeah.
A first on TGO Radio. This room may smell like shit after us recording the show, but nobody has... shat themselves.
You remember having to fucking walk back into that studio at Camp TGO? And just the way the sun beat on the back of that house. And the farts would hang in there. They would hang in the air. And if you ever had, and woe to you who had to walk back into that studio for anything. Because we walked out of there after, you know, 2 hours of dropping ass. And you walk back in there. And it was over, Johnny. And it was just hung in the air. It was putrid.
That's what I imagine the atmosphere of fucking Venus being like. 700 degrees under a thick fucking blanket of ozone. Jesus Christ. Oh, that stinks.
Did you hear they have a restaurant now on Venus?
Do they?
Yes.
What is that restaurant called on Venus?
Food's great, but there's no atmosphere. That's like the second time in 3 weeks I've told that joke, and I'm going to keep fucking telling it. I don't give a fuck what happened.
Why would you stop?
That's
it's a great fucking joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love
that joke. Ooh, that might be the alcohol we're talking to.
You think so?
Ooh.
Have another one there, champ.
I'm going to just open one.
There you go. Why is that one sitting out?
For whoever gets to it next.
Keep it cold.
Fuck off with a drink faster, you alcoholic idiot.
Really? You okay?
Like Jeff needs to be told.
Yeah, right.
That's like me. Gamble faster. All right.
Jesus Christ, I'm holding back. I've throttled this fucking truck down.
I did not go to the casino last weekend.
No way.
Way. I told
you. Is that why they were shut down for the weekend? Jesus Christ, man, we'd like to let you in the door, but fucking Brian hasn't been here yet.
Yeah, well.
We're missing several thousand dollars.
I don't know how fast the machinery works over there, but I've gotten 3 mailings from them this week. So I think they know I'm not around.
Yeah. Hey, listen, just.
Hey, hello.
I want to remind you.
Want some free hotel rooms? Hello. Hello.
No, but I'll take some fucking money, thank you, you cheating fucking fire water drinking fucking engines.
As much money as I have spent there, they can't give me any more than $35 a week in free play. Fuck
right.
You.
Yeah.
We ought to be well into the $50 to $75 range by now.
You would think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
As much money as I've wasted there looking for a good time. And there's an ambulance. Airplanes, ambulances.
Oh, we got it all.
We got had a motorcycle go by a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. right, man.
Oh, God bless it. Jeff, I'm tired, buddy. I'm glad tomorrow's Friday.
Tired, boss.
Because I'm about to go on a fucking homicidal rampage.
You know,
had it.
When you said let's try doing Thursdays again, I'm glad because that Wednesday was just weird.
It's tough.
This is great. I get done here.
Tough.
I go home. I get up the next morning. It's fucking Friday.
It's Friday.
This that is a nice fucking segue into the weekend.
And you know what my problem is?
Well, hang on a second. Let me get my list.
I've gotten many problems.
But a bitch ain't one.
One of them is I've yet to come to grips with the fact that I'm not important in any way.
Okay.
For some reason, I've always had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I just am a cog in the machine. And for sometimes I just forget that my opinion shouldn't matter. And so that's why I forget that sometimes.
Hmm.
And it makes me miserable. Because
God damn it.
What's the matter?
I fucking gotta pee. Because I'm fucking 80 years old, and I drank one beer before we started recording, and now I gotta fucking piss. That's why.
I guess
say whatever you want about me while I'm gone.
I guess every week we get up and leave the show now, I guess, is what's happening. Golly. Give a shit. That makes two of us. Well, Jeff Durant has fled the show. I mean, it's a waterfall of urine. It's a veritable Niagara Falls of fucking urine. Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned. In Jeff's defense, we did spend half an hour sitting here staring at each other while the fucking neighbors were making all this fucking noise. They're goddamn dogs. Yeah, which you can probably still hear. Jeff and I have basically figured out that we have to record at his house during the warm months of the year and here in the cool months of the year, because I guarantee on March 1st, as soon as the temperature drops below 50, these animals won't be back outside till April 1st. So we're gonna have to record in Jeff's house during the warm months.
From Ukraine?
Everything turned out all right, boss?
No.
No?
No.
And was it red? I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, it was. Very.
So I weighed myself last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's another reason I'm drinking today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gave up all hope, huh?
Well, I hesitate to announce this publicly.
Uh-oh.
In case I fall off the wagon. However, God, I hate I'm saying this publicly. We're recording on May
18th.
And the diet starts Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So I went into work this morning, stopped at McDonald's, got biscuits and gravy and a large orange juice.
Baby. You can get biscuits and gravy at McDonald's?
The one by my work, yeah.
Really?
It's good, too. It's surprising.
I didn't know that was on their menu.
Alarmingly good. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. So you got biscuits and gravy.
And a large orange juice. And it was delicious. Then I got a coffee. You
know, eat
then,
the
then I fucking slammed a cherry Coke. Oh, yeah. And then my boss came and gave me candy because he knows I'm on my way out. He
knows you're on your period this week.
This is the suicide weekend. Yeah. He knows.
Fucking eat the biscuits and gravy. Give up the fucking orange juice.
Oh, orange juice is good for you. I love it.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
It's not.
Who are you, my doctor? Shut your mouth.
Not in that form.
Shut up. Who cares? That's not even real orange juice. That's like a...
It's orange drink.
It's a paste they throw some water into. I've seen them do it. The bags are enormous.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's delicious. I don't give a fuck. Well, you know, the real orange juice. Yeah, all right. George Plimpton, beat it. Just fucking give me your McDonald's orange juice and shut up. And kiss my ass. That is a taste extravaganza, my friend. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About time you give that shit up before you get the McBeatus.
You waited until I was taking a drink to say McBeatus, which almost certainly is a show title. And I...
Diabetes McBeatus.
McBeatus. Well...
Man, how many weeks in a row have I named this show?
A lot, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Paid attention to the show listing, you could probably figure that out. Hang on, let's take a look at our episodes and I'll tell you. Let me see. Let's see. You Deserve to Hurt, that's you. 18th Anniversary, The Grip, that's me.
Okay, yeah.
The Ballad of Sasha Grey, I just kind of made that up. Like a Sousa March, that's me.
Yep.
Immaculate Infection, I think, is you.
I think it was.
Video Store New Amsterdam, Money for Nothing. The Kraut Signal, that's me. We Be Smirchin, I think, is you.
I think that was me.
Shake Some Length Into It is me. Always With an E is me. A Disgrace to My Family. That's me.
That's you.
A Disgrace to My Family. That's me.
Okay, well, I guess not as much as I thought then.
No, but I mean, you're in the mix.
I thought I was contributing.
Yeah, you are, buddy. You're the backbone of this fucking show. I mean, I do all the work and edit and post and...
Right.
You know, and Doug produces and...
Doug doesn't do a fucking thing.
I have no idea what's going on back there.
Doug doesn't do a fucking thing.
I heard you.
Did you know that Doug doesn't do a fucking thing?
What?
Yep. Guaranteed.
I ran a lot of cable for I don't know what.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were running cable. Doug was laying pipe.
Here they come. They're coming back. Now, you guys at home get to hear the shittums next door coming. I heard them from down the block.
Yeah, yeah, that's them. Great.
Fucking great big bass in there.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's an inferior culture pulling into the driveway next door. And you guys at home get to hear it. Here we go. We'll be quiet so you guys at home can hear. Goddamn barking dogs. Jeff, I want to throw a fucking Molotov cocktail through their window.
Yep.
I just fucking... Oh,
that's fucking...
The noise they produce. Jeff, I've had it. I'm old. I'm tired.
I don't give a fuck if you're 20 years old. That's fucking annoying. If you're a civilized human being.
I know. And now it's got... You can't produce a fucking podcast this way. It can't... Real life cannot live with that kind of noise. Oh, my balls itch.
Jesus Christ, even shutting the car door was loud. Your balls itch?
Yeah, right in the fucking, right next to the crease.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking itch your balls on the show?
Oh, yeah. That would be the worst thing that ever happened on here.
Are they leaving again?
No.
Oh, no. They're turning the radio up.
Yep.
On fucking real.
Buddy.
Is it spiking out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I want to... Boom. Boom. Boom.
It's that thing where you want to be heard or... there's something... I wish I understood intellectually what's going on there. I mean, is that okay? Is that an acceptable way to live a fucking life?
No. No, it's not.
He's got half a rat tail hanging off the back of his head. I just saw
it. Ew. Brought one car home, take another one out.
It's the same fucking one. He just restarted it.
It doesn't sound like it.
Hey.
I wonder if we got different mics.
Mike? What do you mean? To kind of kill some of the background noise?
I don't know.
Is that something we should research? Spend more than $30 for a microphone?
Yeah. There was a version of this microphone when I was looking at these that can plug like directly into the computer.
Yeah, you were telling me about
that. And I wonder, I don't know though. I mean, can you just plug two of them in if you got two USB ports? And then do you just, you know, edit, or not edit, but control digitally without a you know, a mixer? I don't know.
I don't know. I'd love to tell you, but the internet is still searching for what I just entered. And apparently, oh, you motherfucker. Nothing's working right for the kid today.
No.
And by the time you get to about, I don't know, 6:30 in the evening, it's a little frustrating.
Ain't nothing working. Ain't nothing right.
What would be cheaper? Buying duplicate equipment and taking it over to your house to record 6 months out of the year, or soundproofing this room? I assume the new equipment would be cheaper. Because we'd have to wall. I mean, not. We're having trouble finding that. No kidding, are you?
So what you going to do for your diet?
Oh, well, the idea.
I mean, what, you got a plan of attack here? Or
I do, actually.
Starvation?
Yeah. The idea is to eat less, a lot less, and move around more.
Yeah?
And to drink more water. That's the master plan.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I can tell you. That's all there is to it.
No fad diets? No. No, you know,
no.
Pray the fat away, anything like that? No? No?
No.
That only works on the gays anyway.
I'm going to see if how much water weight I can piss away. I'll take a water pill for a couple weeks and see how much sodium water, you know, is built some up of that, in my fucking body.
Some of that fucking water off your brain, you might be smarter.
Sorry, fucking maybe reduce the size of my sausage link fingers. Did you see the picture, by the way, of fucking, well, I guess it's King Charles now, but they fucking had the coronation, and someone on Twitter had the picture. His fucking gigantic,
oh, yeah,
inbred, swollen fingers. What the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Gonna keep that bloodline pure. Fucking idiots. Had fucking Diana and fucking left her to go to Camilla.
But never loved her. Never loved Diana. Pumped a couple of kids into her. You know, did what you had to do. Told Camilla in a recorded phone call he wanted to be her tampon. That's a true story. That I can't believe we haven't talked about. And he's what, 75 or 74 or whatever?
Hey, he's fucking ancient.
Man, well, I don't know about ancient, but he's my dad's age. That's bananas. You learn a lot about a person if they take that kind of stuff seriously, you know, like astrological signs, the monarchy, you know, socialism. You learn a lot about people that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to avoid them.
Did I tell you about the Ouija board mouse pad I bought for work?
Yes.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the guy whose grandma passed away and I asked him if he wanted to call her on my phone? Said, you want to make a phone call?
Dark. Dark piece of business. That's all right. Good. I do have some news. It's not much news.
I'm thinking the dogs don't like that idea.
The dogs have it.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's see. What's the news got?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, throw it. Come on. Handsome mustachioed man reads news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Now we got to replace that.
Right.
Because we already have this.
Oh, the show's over? Huh?
So now we got that.
Funny thing was, I almost fucked that up, and I've only been listening to it for 15 years now, or 15, was it 16?
18.
18? Fuck.
A man has died with a ping pong ball in his ass after electrocuting himself during a self-pleasuring session.
Oh, right on.
Gone horribly awry.
No kidding.
Say it ain't so.
I'm not going to because I already said it once and I don't want you fucking yelling at me. I don't want you fucking yelling at me.
I heard you. That's one of my worst habits.
Repeating yourself?
Yes.
You need to get the papers? Get the papers.
Man, pretty soon I'm going to have 5 notes across the top of this monitor telling me stuff I shouldn't do. I already got one that says stop yelling. Now I need one that says stop repeating yourself, stop saying like, stop.
You know. Maybe we should take that note and put it in the window. Shut your fucking hole.
Sturdy minorities. They're just trying to live their lives, and I'm just a fucking cranky old man. The shocking incident was detailed in the journal Legal Medicine. I just let my subscription to that expire.
Did you?
You get yours still?
I'd like
you
no, to I didn't know.
Authors said the 30-year-old Czech Republic man was trying to simultaneously satisfy multiple atypical fetishes, a practice known as autoerotic paraphilia. His unorthodox self-stimulation methods involved, quote, body wrapping, cross-dressing, anal masochism.
Anal?
Yeah.
Masochism. Okay.
Self-fetishism and lower abdominal stimulation with an electric mechanical massaging device, end quote.
Well, he's got it dialed in. He's
dialed in.
I mean, like, zeroed in.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The story just keeps getting... every paragraph is a fucking delight in this story. According to the case report, that his parents realized something was amiss after their son, who lived in the same apartment as them, didn't open his locked door. They found their son in this condition. They called the fire department, who pried open the door with a lever, whereupon they saw their son's lifeless body.
Would have been great if that ping pong ball would have popped out of his ass right about that time.
Lying on the floor. He was wearing quotes. one-piece women's swimsuits. while his lower limbs, trunk, and neck were tightly bound with plastic and textile straps.
What?
You heard me, baby. Next to the corpse. Just, I want my obituary to start. Next to the corpse was a one-handed electric massage device with... I'm telling you, every paragraph of this story is a fucking delight. Next to his corpse was a one-handed electric massage device with signs of wear. That he'd purportedly used on his nether regions. I tell you, I don't know about purportedly. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
A subsequent examination revealed a lot, I bet.
Yeah.
That the automated masturbation aid had malfunctioned while plugged in. Oh, while Burns. While Burns on the skin above the man's penis corresponded to the shape of the device. This led authors to deduce that the man had died due to accidental fatal electrocution related to autoerotic manipulation. Meanwhile,
Jesus.
Meanwhile, a subsequent autopsy revealed a quote strange foreign body in his intestine, which doctors later identified as quote what? A fancy condom in a plastic translucent box.
What?
I've had some condoms in some fancy boxes over the years.
Have you now?
Yeah.
That's not, that's a lie, because you never fucking wear a bag.
I hate wearing a bag. I do. I'd rather not fuck than wear a bag. Affixed to it was a label inscribed with the victim's first name.
Shit.
What?
Casey forgot who it was?
The post-mortem probe also uncovered a ping pong ball attached to a plastic cylinder.
Jesus
that
Christ.
The man had lodged in his rectum. Rectum, hell, it damn near killed him.
Damn, well, it did kill him. What the fuck, man? I mean, we've talked about this a lot on this show, about people having it dialed in, but god damn, this cat takes the fucking cake.
As a result of his dangerous carnal decathlon, the man had suffered internal organ congestion, as well as swelling in the lungs and brain due to trapped fluid.
Damn.
Meanwhile, also had blood trapped in his heart chamber.
Not where it's supposed to be?
Unfortunately, it's trapped. It's supposed to move from
there. Oh, gotcha.
Wow. Quote, in professional literature, there are at least 500 types of variants of paraphilia, many of which may result either in an autoerotic or assisted scenario in a fatal outcome. You know what? Good. Good.
Sounds like evolution fucking running like it should.
Yup. Darwin is undefeated. 30-year-old. Wow, man.
Yep.
What's the weirdest shit a girl you've been with has been into? That's a long pause.
I don't know, man.
Really?
Pretty, yeah.
Pretty vanilla for you?
Yeah, really. I mean,
I know.
Well, now hang on a minute. Unless you just take that. Okay, ask me the question again.
What's the weirdest thing a girl you know has been into sexually?
Me.
That's a great. What a great answer.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
It's me. I'm unfuckable. What
kind of fucking issues you got, sweetheart? Huh?
Say that to Trixie sometime. The fuck is the matter with you? I knew a girl who liked to have her arms tied above her head. Her eyes, like she was blindfolded, and duct tape over her mouth.
Ooh! Yeah. Yikes!
Yeah.
That's, they also call that a trap.
It really was. It says here, sign this form.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry about it. Nah, it's fine. It's all right. It's fine.
It's fine. It's all right. It's all part of the game.
I fucking blew a load. I crawled off that girl.
You know what? That actually is a great thing, because you could just blow your load and sneak out the door. She'd never fucking know.
Well, she did tell me that sometimes she would. So it was her arms and legs she had to have tied down, by the way.
Wow.
And she did tell me that sometimes she would tie down her own legs, blindfold herself, and tape her mouth shut and jerk off. She did tell me that. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That sounds like a lot of effort just to get off.
Yeah. And she kept telling me, like, I mean, I want to try this. Like, I want to do this with you. And I'm just like, that sounds exhausting. Like,
it's like a lot of work.
I just, you know, can I just fucking curl on you and come and then just, you know.
It's funny, I left my engineering degree at home.
Get some Doritos or whatever. You know, like, can we just
go get some McBiscuits and gravy?
McBeatus. I mean, I did it, but it's just silly. You know, like, it just feels silly. But pussy is pussy.
Right.
It was good pussy. I can say that.
Okay.
Fucking got to blow a nice big fat load in there.
Yeah.
Back when that was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's probably the strangest thing I think at least that I've known about.
Yeah.
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 There's some weird motherfuckers out there.
I know it. I don't know how you get there.
Some weird. I don't either.
I wish I knew, because I'm still in the jerking off is pretty good phase of life. Coming's pretty good. Just pretend my fist is a pussy. Can I come? Good. That's like, I'm good. I don't need to have a song and dance routine. You know? I don't need my coming to be like the opening, you know, a Family Guy, you know. I just want to come, you know. You're going to make me lube this fist up? I found out yesterday that a girl I know once took $20 for a blowjob. I found out yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is a girl you used to know?
No, it's a girl I know now.
Oh, girl you know now. Yeah. She took $20?
She took $20 to blow a guy.
To blow a guy?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with this information?
I just thought it was interesting to know. I'm not going to do anything with it.
Oh.
Because frankly, her blowjobs are worth more than $20. What are we doing out here? And I'm leaving all this stuff in. I want everyone to hear it. It's just another asshole on a motorcycle. Jesus, I got one a couple Christ. Doors down on the other side of the street. Oh, man.
You hear that?
Yeah, that's what silence is.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know. Because I made the mistake of telling a girl I know yesterday, Wednesday. I swear, this is the loudest. It's like carnival on my fucking street. I swear to fucking Christ. It's never been as loud.
Circuses in town.
I've been here for 3 years. It's never been as loud as it is today. It's bananas today.
Carnival.
I'm going to be throwing beads at chicks. The General Lee to come screaming down the road next. What the fuck is going on? God damn it. What was I talking about? Oh, $20
for a blowjob.
Because I made the mistake of telling a girl that I know yesterday that there was at one point in my history of knowing her, I had in my head a list of prices I was willing to pay if she would let me do certain things to her. Meaning a blowjob was worth A.
Yeah.
Let me eat her pussy is B. You know, eat and come on her stomach is, you know, eat and let me come on, you know, come inside of her is a whole other, you know. And she finally goes, well, what was the number? And I went, there's no fucking way I'm telling you that. I know. So then I was telling that story on text to another girl I know, and she was like, I took $20 for a blowjob once, and I went, what? But as soon as she said, I remembered, she told me that story years ago, because she thought it was kind of hot and sexy and silly, and like, but then kind of found out the guy was a dickhead about it. Like
yeah.
He was, you know, trying to boss her around, and like, it was just a huge turnoff.
Well, the customer's always right. I mean.
It's a Burger King, motherfucker.
You know.
Any girl sucking my dick, as long as she's not gnawing my ball bag, we're in business. I'm good. So I learned a lot of fun stuff yesterday about
sounds like it.
Yeah.
Very educational day.
Her blowjobs, by the way, are worth a lot more. And I don't know what a blowjob goes for on the open market. I'm a capitalist, but I have no idea what oral is going for nowadays. But her blowjobs are worth a lot more than $20, I can tell you that.
Hmm.
I'd give her 50 to suck my dick, this girl. 100%. That's a $50 blow, John.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Seems worth it.
Okay. Sure.
No? You only had one thing. Would you pick the blowjob or the pussy? If you could only have one.
Same price?
No, I'm saying for the rest of your life. That's a great question. I'm saying for the rest of your life. I should have specified. But you're not wrong to say that. It's a great question. I love pussy.
Boy, that's a good question.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's something, right?
Man, I tell you what. I almost think I'd have to go for the blowjob.
Yeah, I'm tempted to think that too.
10, 15, 20 years ago, that'd be a different answer, I think.
I think you're right. Now.
But I think now.
Do you get to pick? Because
there's no effort on my part. Right?
Well, there's. I'm
a little bit. I mean.
Slamming into that mouth. I'm fucking that throat. Oh, man. Yeah. Now, blowjob one girl or blowjob multiple, I'd have to pick. If I could pick three or four or five girls, I would go that way.
At the same time?
No, well, I mean, knock on wood, but.
Oh, like pick a lineup of
yes.
X of, many people of, and that's it.
A lineup of a whoas.
A whoa lineup.
The whoas. Yes. That's not unreasonable, I don't think.
Huh.
No?
Never really thought about it before, but.
Well, that's what
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Jeff, that's what this show is all about, man.
Yeah?
Expanding your intellectual horizons. No?
Okay.
You're saying no to that, are you? All right.
I don't know that I'm any smarter than I was 18 years ago, or 18 seasons ago. Maybe a little bit. You know what?
Well,
yeah.
You know what?
I cut some fucking loose baggage away.
I just about to say you left her, so that's was the first fucking step. This show would have never come back if you'd have stayed with her.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
oh Jesus.
This show would have never been a thing that happened.
You know
and it's
what?
Such
though?
A huge part of I can't speak for you, but it's such a huge part of my life.
05, right?
05 was the first year.
For yeah. May of 05, first yeah. show, right? Yeah. This show may not have happened at all, period. Because in 04? God damn, I wonder. This was May of 05?
You were still married at
that time. No, I know. Yeah, I was still married, but I was considering a transfer for work. To Oregon.
Really?
Yep. Huh. I went out there the first time, and then they sent me and the ex-wife out there.
Was that at her behest or yours?
No, it was at mine. Okay. I got approached at work because we had recently purchased a company out there and were expanding things, and they needed...
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that? They sent me out there once to meet the people I'd be like working with, the sales guy I'd be working with, and then a few weeks later, they sent me and the ex-wife out there.
Huh.
And said, here's a car, we'll make you some hotel reservations, land here, drive down here, and then just look at all the... Because I would have had an office at the factory, but I would have been on the road.
Cold.
I would have been on the road in the area pretty much every day. Like, this home at night,
fucking,
but...
This loud motherfucker is pulling back into his driveway. Where is he going? First of all... That
by
only,
drugs.
That he's only gone... That's a valid...
Probably.
That's valid.
Gone for 5-10 minutes? Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. You have children, you fucking imbecile.
Here's an old story that's kind of been sitting around. I forgot I had. A couple ended up in handcuffs after inviting a disrespectful woman over for a threesome, according to police. This is
these stories always end well.
I love it. During sex... the Smoking Gun reported that Stephen Lopez, 31, met Della Draper while working as a taxi driver. Yikes. That's how you get your best hookups.
Taxi driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, if I drove an Uber, I'd be selling rides for pussy
fuck yeah,
all
you would
the
be.
Time. Oh. the next girl would suck my dick and be like, "Were you fucking tonight?" And I'd be like, "Yeah."
Why, you know her?
Taste familiar? This is from March. She received a complaint on March 6th from a woman named Della Draper. Met Draper while working as a taxi driver. Lopez said he was in an open relationship with Angela Vasquez, 20. 31 dating a 20-year-old. God bless him. Woo! Did you ever know that you're my hero? 20 years old. Just the energy.
Oh, I know.
Oh, just, by the way.
The fucking wind blows and your fucking dick's hard.
Get it. During sex, Vasquez claimed that Draper became very disrespectful toward the couple and told police she, quote, told Steven he had a little dick and his wife had a stank pussy. According
you got to, a little dick and a stank pussy. Shit.
Stank pussy. What a great fucking phrase.
Name of my punk band from high school. Stank pussy.
You know, that's weird because I was in a ska band called Stank Pussy. Yeah. It's so weird. Now, who would have the copyright? That's the question. When did you start yours? That's great. Stank pussy.
Stank pussy.
Little dick and stank pussy. I think they're Indians at the fucking casino I go to. I think they're I think they're in management.
Sounds like a two-piece indie band.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, little dick and stank pussy. That's wild.
Me, little dick. Me, stank pussy.
Nothing worse than stank. I mean,
Oh, stinky pussy.
Vault.
Stanky pussy and ass.
Dirty ass is as bad, if not worse.
Bleh.
I don't miss having to deal with any of that. I mean, when I tell you.
Yeah, did you quit washing your own ass, did you?
No. I quit shaving it, though. When she quit sucking it, I quit shaving it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not fucking. Why? For who? For what? I would rather go beat my meat. Beat my meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
1, 2, 3, 4. Beat your meat upon the floor. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat.
5, 6, 7, 8. Beat your meat with a roller skate. Beat your meat. Beat your meat. 13, 14, 15, 16. Beat your meat without resisting. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat. I've never heard this.
17, 18, 19, 20. Beat your meat. You still got plenty. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
Wait, what's 9, 10, 11, 12?
It's 9, 10, 11, 12. Beat your meat until it swells. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat. Beat your
now
meat.
Now that's a good song. You know who would sing that song really good? Adele.
Adele.
Yeah, she'd be great, you know. You know, give it a woman's perspective, you know. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
I've heard. Is that new?
Yeah.
Beat your meat. Beat your meat until it swells.
I think we need to hear that again. Hang on. Doug, if you don't mind.
1, 2, 3, 4. Beat your meat upon the floor. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat.
5, 6, 7, 8. Beat your meat with a roller skate.
Beat your meat with a roller skate.
Beat your meat. 13, 14, 15, 16. Beat your meat without resisting. Beat your meat.
Beat
your meat. 17, 18, 19, 20. Beat your meat. You still got plenty.
You still got plenty.
Beat your meat.
Wait, what's 9, 10, 11, 12?
Oh, my God. That dude is about, like, 2 seconds off the rest of the world. Wait a minute.
Might be the beer talking. That's funny.
Wait, what's 9, 10, 11, 12?
It's 9, 10, 11, 12. Beat your meat until it swells. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
Now that's a good song. You know who would sing that song really good? Adele.
Adele?
Yeah, she'd be great, you know. You know, give it a woman's perspective.
Give it a woman's perspective.
Your meat. Beat your meat.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. He's taking her clothes off.
Whoa, cool.
Take it off. Take it all off.
Yeah, hey, hey. Do her underwear next. Oh, no. Now he's getting naked. Ah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Do it.
Go for it, dude.
Yeah. Do it.
So you'll recall that Van Driesen has a date over. And Beavis and Butthead are looking in his
yes,
front window
yeah,
watching
yep,
them
yep,
trying
yep,
to
that's
get
right.
something
going. I wish he'd hurry up and do it instead of just putting his arm around her.
Yeah, really. Come on. Grab her thingies. Come on.
Yeah. Grab his schlong.
Yeah, come on.
Wait. I thought I heard something.
I don't think I heard anything.
Would you mind pulling the shades? I don't want to feel like we're putting on a show for the neighbors.
Yeah, why don't I do that? Wait a minute.
Hey. Hey, come on! Damn it, I can't see! Hey!
This sucks.
Damn it. It sucks! Pull the damn shade back up! They're probably doing it right
now. They're beating on his front door.
Is that what
now,
it was?
Yeah. You can't even watch. Damn it, the next time we see him, it'll be all over.
We should just, like, ring the doorbell and demand they let us watch. Hey.
Hey.
Where is she?
Is she naked?
Hey.
Hey. Where is she?
That was good.
Hey, where is she?
I don't think Mike Judge gets enough credit all the time.
Nope.
For some of his voice acting he does.
Hey, where is she?
Is she naked?
Beavis and Butthead, what a surprise.
We want to watch.
Come on.
Jesus.
You'd like to watch what?
You know, you and that chick doing it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even have to come in. If you could just, like, put the shades back up, that'd be fine with me.
Boys, this really bothers me, okay? Now, after school Monday, I'll set aside some time to discuss this with you, but until then, I'd appreciate it if you'd respect my privacy, okay?
Oh, wait, hey, come on! Damn it, we came all the way over here, come on!
Yeah, you owe us. Come on, guys, respect my boundaries, okay?
We want to see something.
Yeah, damn it!
Cool. As if they've broken into the house now. I think Beavis is in, and Butthead finally works his way in.
Guys, I'm really disappointed in you.
We're disappointed in you. It's like you pull down the shades like you're gonna do it, and then it turns out you're not even naked.
Yeah, really. What about the chick? Is she naked? Where is she? Come on, Butthead, let's go find her.
What's going on, David?
David.
David. David.
David. Come on, Butthead, let's go find her.
What's going on, David?
David. Hey, baby. If things don't, like, work out with David, maybe you and I could, you know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Come on, Joan, don't worry about it. I'll drive you back to your place.
David.
Hey, baby.
If things don't work out with David. I think that's it. I don't have anything else for you. I think we babbled. I think we fucking listened.
Beat this fucking meat as far as it can go.
Well, now that you say that, I mean.
This meat.
One, two, three, four. Beat your meat upon the floor. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat.
Five, six, seven, eight. Beat your meat with a roller skate. Beat your meat. Beat your meat. 13, 14, 15, 16. Beat your meat without resisting. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat.
Your meat. 17, 18, 19, 20. Beat your meat. You still got plenty. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat. Wait, what's 9, 10, 11, 12?
It's 9, 10, 11, 12. Beat your meat until it swells. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
Beat your meat.
Now that's a good song. You know who would sing that song really good? Adele.
Adele?
Yeah, she'd be great, you know. You know, give it a woman's perspective, you know. Beat your meat. Beat your meat.
Adele.
I am glad that's a creation that exists in the universe, man. Beavis and
52 Butt years old, and we're still fucking laughing at that shit. Fucking great.
The best.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah. Show's over? Huh.